Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're talking again
about body swapping.
I'm Paul Mitzi.
I'm Lucy Thomas.
Brendan Levi.
And we are the Swapcast Podcast. Every episode, we watch an entry in the body swap movie genre and break it down for you. This week, we are watching the 2019 New Zealand TV series Life is Easy, where BFFs Jamie Lee and Curtis scramble to confront the hot mess of race, sex, and gender when a birthday body swap proves that their hashtag blessed lives aren't all they seem. As always, we love to hear from our listeners, so slide into our DMs on Insta, send us an email, or check us a review on iTunes so we can get to 100 reviews and do an episode on Face Off already.
Can you stop touching my penis, please?
It's just so squishy. Where do you put it?
Take your legs apart. Put your legs apart. Get your hand off it. How did this even happen? How is this even possible? And can you stop touching my penis,
Ow!
Please?
Well, you can touch my veg.
No.
Touch my vagina.
I don't want to.
Touch it.
No.
Touch my vagina.
Fine, there.
With respect.
Okay.
So, on to Life is Easy. This is the first TV show that we have covered on the podcast, if you don't include our special TV episode with the Hunting Seasons or the time that I was on the Hunting Seasons talking about Altered Carbons. But
I was on maternity leave for both of them, so I don't I don't count.
So, do you think that the format of a traditional body swap is a good fit for a TV show? And was Life is Easy an example of that?
First of all, I just wanted to clear, I read through everyone in the crew, cast, writing, all that.
Is someone involved? Tell me.
No one named Kyle.
Okay, yes. We should mention that this was a listener recommendation from our lovely listener, Kyle from New Zealand. So you feel comfortable with slamming the show?
I'm saying
that means Brendan let loose.
First of all, to the first part of your question, yes, I think a swap is prime for a good television show.
Yeah,
but it has to be. It needs an end date, you know? Like, you can't have seasons of that sort of a TV show.
I don't know. What if, like, you swap season two, you accidentally add a third person into that swap?
Three-way swap.
Three-way swap.
Brendan becomes me. I become Paul.
So you didn't like this show?
I just didn't see myself. There was no, like, cool...
straight white man.
Was there one straight white man in this whole thing?
Oh, there was...
The dad. Thingy's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis's dad.
The dumb, you know, guy who they...
Oh, that... Yeah, the guy that
the,
she's
like,
fucking...
The, like, one-night stand, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, say what you will about him. He at least is hot.
So I want to answer the question
yes.
before we start rating people's hotness.
Wrong segment, sorry.
I will say it kind of feels like we just watched a movie because we watched all the episodes back to back. It's not like we were waiting week by week for it to come out. And then I was kind of like, why are they doing the same music like all the time? Like it feels, it's like, oh, because it's episodes.
Yeah.
Like this could have worked as a movie, I felt.
It does have a movie feel. I wonder if they had a movie.
And then they were like going for a grant and it was just for TV and they're like, fuck, we'll just chop it up. Let's do it.
I did read that this was made on like a grant. That like they had like a diversity kind of push for this New Zealand television station.
What format was this on? Like, was this like the equivalent of like was on the ABC or what?
This is kind of like
a web series? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of like if ABC iView had like a exclusive web series.
Yeah.
So this is like the equivalent of that for New Zealand. But this show, I have to say, if people want to watch it in Australia, it is actually available. There's a streaming service called Reverie, which is about LGBTQI A plus content, and they have it as an exclusive. So you have to pay for a membership to Reverie, but you can watch it legit in Australia.
Mm.
I think I came away the most positive, I think it sounds like, of the three.
I am just going to say, I did like it. It's not perfect. There were some, you know, some things.
And it does evolve. I feel like towards the end, it starts to build more. Like,
it's hitting its stride more.
Yeah. Like they figured out what they were doing.
Yeah. I thought that this show did a lot of what we accused the other movies and stuff that we watch of not doing. Like, it actually tries to explore interesting facets of what it would mean to swap. It has, you know, it's interested in race and gender and sexuality, and actually explores those things in some capacity.
Sometimes I felt like maybe it was like kind of muddying the water a tiny, like there's a lot of themes swirling around.
There was a lot. It was trying to do a lot, but I appreciate the fact that it was trying to do a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like the way you're looking at me, Brendan, you
did get a little confused at times.
you don't think.
What's the a lot? What do you mean?
It was friendships. It was race. It was sexuality. Sure, it was a lot. So, you know, if they had picked maybe two of those things and really focused on them, the show could have had a bit more of a, like, a succinct whatever.
Yeah. But I think, like, the two main characters wrote, like, the actors that played those two parts wrote the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they, you know, had definite points of view they wanted to come
across. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think.
And, you know, these are all things I do like seeing explored in TV and film. So good on them.
It's good to see these kind of conversations happening in a show. Like, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are going to watch this and go, oh, I know what that character's feeling. I'm glad. Like, I'm so happy to see that being represented. You know, I might not feel as alone anymore. Like, I think especially the stuff that Jamie Lee, the main character, she's half Chinese, and the way that she feels about her race and how people look at her, I think is like a really unique perspective we don't get to see a lot.
For sure.
Yeah, I actually found that probably the most compelling storyline.
Yeah, because she doesn't know her father, which is where, like, that ancestry comes identity, from, so she doesn't really connect with it, although it's so outwardly obvious that...
And something that affects her life as
well. Yeah, yeah. It was interesting.
I also appreciated how willing this show was to, like, explore the nitty-gritty of, like, sex. And the movie that came to mind was one we did earlier this year, Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And that film famously had
a lot of sex.
It had a lot of sex, one. But it also had a line of dialogue about, like, wait till you take a shit in somebody else's body. You won't believe it.
Yeah, and in this movie, they're like, wait until you have diarrhea because you accidentally have cow's milk that new body's allergic to.
Yeah. Which is great.
I didn't appreciate the diarrhea scene. I'm sorry.
But do you know who did? Mr. Brendan Levi.
There's nothing funnier, apparently, to Brendan than someone running for the toilet with, like, a waddle that's, like, the telltale sign of them about to shit.
And then, like...
This is totally unfair.
Lucy and I in complete silence, and then suddenly Brendan's in the corner there crying in laughter.
Brilliant.
No, all right, for the listeners at home, here's the real story.
Okay, yeah.
No, all right, so Paul, I'm going to bring this back.
Here he is throwing me under the bus to, like, protect himself. But yeah, go ahead.
No, like, the situation was just so on the nose, and the fact that it just went on and on, it was, like, pretty cool all over again.
Yes, I did think of pretty cool for sure.
Yeah.
Like, that's the level we're at. It was a fart opera.
But it wasn't, and I don't need to hear, like, pretend diarrhea in my leisure time. I'm sorry.
But it is something I've thought about. Like, if you, like, because
diarrhea. It's running down your leg. It's diarrhea.
If you swapped it to somebody else's body and then you took a shit, would it be even more gross to wipe your ass? Because it's not your own stuff that you're dealing with.
I would rather die than...
Does this keep you up at night?
Yeah.
Look, this is the podcast that we have chosen guys. To do.
We have chosen. You guys asked me to be a part of this. This was your orchestration.
Flash forward to 5 years later talking about shitting out of someone else's ass.
Also, can you just imagine, like, the people that have to create the diarrhea, like
the Foley artists? Do you think they go to the toilet and put a microphone there?
Like one of the crew is allergic to dairy and is like, all right, man, it's your time to shine. Oh, boy.
So what did we think of, like, the depiction of, like, the sex in this? It really wanted to explore what it would like to, like, masturbate in another person's body. And
so this is when I will say, you know, we're talking about the later episodes, like, feeling very genuine and honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like those scenes were a bit like the pilot, mm-hmm. where it's really keen to get its point across and yeah. to prove itself and to, like, earn its whatever. So it was very, I was sort of like, okay, next. I'm like, yeah. still, really? And I even said to both of you, I was like, I love watching sex scenes with you guys because it happens so often and it's so fucking awkward.
Like, it did start off like, straight out the gate. Guns, like, blazing. She's getting, like, pounded against, like, a glass window and it's full on.
Yeah.
I did say the first thing they do when they swap is decide to go into separate rooms and then jerk off in their new bodies. Like, he's – so we should – should we do the 30-second plot summary?
Yeah.
TV.
All right. So we'll do this and then we'll get back to that conversation.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
All right, so two best friends, one's a girl and one's a gay guy, and they became friends in school with her pretending to be his girlfriend to hide that he's gay, and then when they're on their 25th birthday, because they have the same birthday, they have a bunch of drugs and drink, and then they swap into each other's bodies, and then they have to live in each other's lives, and I've completely fucked this one up. And
3, 2, 1. It is different, though. It is hard because yeah. it's a TV series. And also, like, I don't know if we're allowed to do spoilers or whatever, but yeah. it's not resolved at the end of the series. It leaves you on, like, a
giant cliffhanger.
Yes. And is that, like, a please give us a season 2? Or is that yeah. a choose your own adventure for, well, what's going to happen?
Yeah, we were given a bevy of potential, like, swap options. There was a crescent moon. There was a horoscope reading that was ominous. And there was drugs.
Yeah.
But then it turned out what it was when they were young, they made a blood pack. In a liquor bottle and then drank from that liquor
which
bottle.
Which is disgusting and yeah. dangerous, by yeah. the way. Don't drink anyone else's blood. Who are you, fucking Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton? No.
I think Armie Hammer would disagree with this.
No, he's out.
But yeah, so back to the masturbation. So the first thing they do is they decide to go into, like, adjoining rooms and then try their new equipment out by themselves.
Yeah, because there's nothing sexier than, like, your friend that you don't have any, like, sexual feelings for, like, cheering you on while you're trying to, like, get yourself off.
No, but, like, they did establish earlier they were both having sex with their respective partners and they had a phone call to each other at the same time. So I feel like that's the relationship they had, which is weird. I don't relate to it, but that's that's the relationship.
Yeah, do you
they
two
had.
Want me to leave you guys alone?
I thought it was funny the fact that she really enjoys jerking off and to the point that she wants to do it straight away afterwards. And he tries and it's so difficult. Like, he tries in her body and it's so difficult that he just, like, gives up and he's like, yeah. And he fakes his own orgasm while masturbating.
see, this is where I'm using the characters as analogs for you two. So, any questions?
No.
So I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Is, like, is a woman's orgasm better than a man's? Is
Why that,
like,
are you scientifically?
How? Well, how would we know?
Why are you asking Paul?
I couldn't look you in the eye and ask the question. Like, is that a scientific, like?
I think you probably have to work harder. I think.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down. I was like, is it just, like, God fucked women in another way? like
having fucked over women, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it's better because you have to work harder for it.
No.
Yeah, but men are just stupid and then they just fall asleep straight away. Like, no, they don't.
But then he in her body gets a
period.
Well, I was gonna,
because I need to talk about that.
Yeah, well, I was gonna mention the scene where he gets eaten out for the first time. Oh, right. With his vagina.
Yeah,
and seems that works pretty well pretty quickly. But yeah, the period scene. So the film that came to mind in the period scene.
Mm. Dating the Enemy. No.
No.
What was the one that where it was all over the walls? Sex Trip.
Sex Trip. Yes. Sex Trip.
So my new favorite thing to say is, you know, at any time throughout the day when it applies, is just, are men okay? So that scene I just wrote down. Are men okay? Like, if you cut your leg, would you, like, put blood all over your hand and rub it on your face and rub it on the wall? Wind. Yeah. It's like, you'd probably just, like, do something to, like, take care of the blood. Like,
yeah.
Are men okay? Like,
well, the thing is, I know what a period is. So I don't think I would be like, oh, my God, I'm dying or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, no? I don't think he was that.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, he was like, he obviously had made a mess. And I think he was stressed out about the mess. But I don't think he was stressed out about the period.
I don't know.
Are
men okay? I'm not sure.
I'm pretty confident because I guess, you know, in this podcast, I am the closest to him being a gay cis male.
Yeah.
I feel like I could deal with a period better than he did. Yeah. In terms of like
better than anyone.
I mean, afterwards he like overcompensated to the max, I feel like. So he had like a tampon in and then he just kind of started like shoveling
toilet paper
into his underpants surrounding it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like, I don't think any blood's going to come out of, like, the top of your underwear. Like, I don't know why you need toilet paper up there.
Yeah. I guess, what did you guys feel about the depiction of gay life and gay relationships as people that aren't gay? Like, what perception?
Did they feel authentic?
Do you feel like you got any different perspective or something interesting that you found from the depiction of the gay characters in this?
You're asking if I learned anything.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was supposed to be paying attention. Well, I had some questions for you based on the characters.
Hit me. We can call this segment...
Gay times.
Sponsored by Streets. Oh, wait. For our international listeners, we've got a ice cream called Gay Time. And it's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. And it's good.
So pile it on me.
Golden Gay Times with Paul. That's all golden. So we're going to get sued.
No, I was just interested, like, what's his name? The boss who runs the furniture store in this show is like that, just that level 11 flamboyant personality.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, do you find yourself channeling up in your flamboyancy, like, around people like that? Like,
I felt like he was very caricature.
Yeah. I'm so glad that this show had other femme acting gay characters, because if he was the only one, I would say this is like an offensive portrayal.
Yeah.
Because he was like super camp and like flamboyant, and he was also
really
like
bitchy
and a predator, and he was racist. Completely. He was like racially profiling the customers in the store. Mm. And
I mean, we're supposed to hate him. He's not like a badly written character.
Gay
he's
people
like the
can
bad
be villains as well.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I think you do naturally act a bit different around different people. Like, if you're just around gay people and they're super, like, flamboyant, it might rub off on you a bit.
I guess
that's like code switching, isn't
it? Yeah.
I feel like I've picked up from you, Paul, hand gestures. I feel like I do this, like, more. And I feel like it's because of you.
But outside of our interactions as
well? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do people think you're gay now?
I guess it was interesting the thought where, you know, she's in his body and she's like, I'm going to walk home at night with my headphones on because I've got a penis, so I don't need to be scared anymore. And I straight away was like, ooh, girl, like, no, I think you do still need to be afraid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that effeminate gay men get to walk home, like, unafraid of.
Oh, yeah, especially, yeah, like she was, you know, prancing around, yeah, and twirling, and then a bunch of people started like calling Assling. Him a faggot, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So that was something I clocked straight away. Because did you see that thing they did, that big survey of with women of like, what would you do if there were no men for 24 hours? And it would like overwhelmingly was just like, go out at night by myself, go walking at night by myself.
Do you run into as many gay people in life as TV people run into gay people? I just feel like whenever I watch like shows with like gay characters, there seems to be a lot more run-ins with people.
Like that guy just going to get his car fixed and the mechanic being gay.
Yeah, and that they picked it up. They just...
The gay guys.
You definitely pick it up. Pretty like I do have pretty good gaydar, so like if
we need to have some conversations off air.
Okay.
Don't worry, guys, I'll record.
We need to compare notes.
I don't think I would have ever. I don't think I'd ever have the confidence to just go up to a person I thought was gay and just like be as overt as the characters were in this about like asking them out or whatever.
Like, and do you think that's because of like afraid of, you know, something happening? Like,
I don't know, I just think it's a general thing. Like, I think especially nowadays, because everybody is so app focused, I think a lot of people find it confronting when you're approaching them in that context outside of an app based interaction.
So like they'd find flirtation more awkward.
Yeah, so like even when you go to a gay club now, you would only go up to someone if you'd already connected with them on an app first, and even then it would be bad just to go up to them. You might want to message them on the app first and
what?
Say I'm at the club too.
So here's my backstory.
Yeah.
I joined Tinder 3 days before I met Adrian.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this, no one fucking comes and talks to you anymore, like, mm-hmm, it's just not happening, like, I'm gonna join Tinder. And, like, you know, was swiping on it for however long, and then went out on the weekend and met Adrian. And Adrian was, like, this unicorn who he'd been in a relationship for a long time. And when that ended, like, he didn't know about apps or think about apps. Mm-hmm. And he just, like, started a conversation with me in a bar. Like, when I had lost faith that that was ever going to happen, it actually happened. And we're married and have a kid now, so... There's that.
It can happen to anyone,
well,
except me.
Well, no, I think maybe don't hide behind the apps is what I'm saying. If you're into club and it's like...
Yeah, well, I'm not. I deleted them, so there's no apps for me.
Yeah, but are you into club?
At the moment, I'm not, because I find like it's awkward to go to clubs when
you can't dance.
Dancing's illegal right now. Like, literally, we're in
the town of Footloose.
Yes. We are literally in Footloose right now. So once that, you know, once dancing's back, I'm happy to go to the club.
Yeah,
I'm happy to go to the club.
Yeah. But will you just? I mean, we've had some nights out, Paul. I've seen you just like
look. My plan now is that some guy is listening to this podcast and goes, oh, that guy's the love of my life, and then emails us. Well, first he
email me. I will screen them, and then I will figure out who, because Paul and I spend a lot of time together. You've got to be cool. Like, you got to fit in. You got
to. They have to have reviewed us on iTunes first before they get even a consideration.
Well, otherwise, they're a DPW.
And yeah. Told two friends about the podcast.
Exactly.
They better like Jurassic Park and anime and Britney Spears.
Okay. Yes, good.
Email me.
Okay, this one's for the two of you.
Yeah.
Is that how you would dance? Oh wait, no, it's actually for Paul. So in the show, we see the gay character in the woman's body. What are the characters' names again?
Jamie Lee Curtis, which can we just, they never even like, nod to each other.
Yeah. It's self-explanatory.
Excuse me, if I met someone and my name was Jamie Lee and I met someone called Curtis, I was like, we have to be best friends. Yeah. I was at a party once and I was in the same room with someone called Cameron and Drew. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we are Charlie's Angels. Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu. Like, we need to do karate. And they were just like, no.
Get away from us. But yeah, obviously a nod to Freaky Friday there, which is nice. And there are a few little, I think 13 Going on 30 was name dropped as well.
And they also talk about Pen 15 and they play themselves much younger.
Yeah.
Which I was, initially I was like, these guys do not look like high school students.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And also, did that high school student have tattoos? Always, I'm like, what the hell? Is this 13 Reasons Why high school?
But yeah, what was your question, Brendan?
My question. So when Jamie Lee's in Curtis's, when Curtis is in Jamie Lee's body.
Yeah.
And takes that guy to the hotel to hook up.
Yeah.
And we see him do a sexy dance in Jamie Lee's body.
Oh yeah.
My question is, if you were in Lucy's body, would that be the sexy dance that you do?
Totally. I would just like mash my boobs like they're mashed potatoes.
Are men okay? Are men okay?
My problem with that scene was the guy that she hooks up with was supposed to be this like,
Power. The gaydar is buzzing on him.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, he did say that he is bi.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
But he's supposed to be like a rich businessman type.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing Kmart undies.
Was he?
Yeah.
What's the brand?
Alpha.
Oh, honey.
Yeah. I don't know if they chose the alpha because they thought he was an alpha.
It means something different in New Zealand, or maybe he just like doesn't care about that stuff. He doesn't care about material things.
Maybe in New Zealand, like Kmart is heaps more expensive.
I feel like you are like being offensive. You're like, they're so poor. That's so bad.
That's not true. Like,
yeah, stop being so smug because our dollar is 7 cents better. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure New Zealand's
better than ours. What does New Zealand money look like?
I don't know. It's probably got like hobbits on it or something.
No. Speaking of New Zealand, like, were you guys just like drawn back to your to all your trips through New Zealand and Auckland and stuff?
Fuck off. We've never been. You love that you've been.
Had you visited any of the locations of this show?
All of them.
Really?
Maybe.
That furniture store? It's a real tourist hotspot.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't get to see much. It's sort of like all in a city. Like it didn't look very. Yeah.
It felt like Auckland.
It did. You asshole. I didn't like look at it and go, oh, wow, that's what I think New Zealand looked like. I felt like it sort of looked like Australia.
Yeah. You have to go.
Oh, I really want to. And it'd probably be the only place we'll be allowed to travel for the next 5 years. So.
Oh, I don't know. We're fucking it up real bad here. We're probably not going to be allowed there.
You hear that, New Zealand? We're coming and we're bringing COVID with
us. They've got it there.
Oh, what? Oh.
Everybody's got it. What do we think of the boyfriend of Curtis? The
real boyfriend? This is where I got a bit confused. I'm like, this is unethical.
Yeah.
And then it's like, she's sort of falling in love with someone or getting feelings for something, but it's like, but she's not really a man. Like, I was very like, where is this going? And it seems very meddlesome as well. Like, it doesn't seem.
Yeah, they were very cool with sleeping with other people in each other's body. Like, they knew each other was doing it and they were okay with it.
Yeah,
even though Curtis had a boyfriend that he was technically getting cheated with in two different ways.
Bodies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was fucking. He was in her body fucking other people while she was in his body falling in love and dating another guy as well. Like,
and it's like, did she have safe sex with that guy as him? They didn't.
Yes.
Wish I wore a condom.
It was the gay sex you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he ripped off the condom.
Okay, again, missed
condom.
That. Condom. I thought he was fumbling with the lube.
He also asked her specifically, I hope you were safe because of my boyfriend. And she said, yeah, we were.
Okay, because that's like, that's so scary.
Also, one thing I've never heard of before is the...
Unverse?
No. Sounding? Sounding.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what sounding
is? No. Do I want to know?
Okay, so... Yeah, we'll get back to that in a sec. But the one thing I'd never heard of before, I think it might be a New Zealand saying.
Oh my God, is it?
Oh yeah. So the mean boss. Mm,
the bum flu?
Yeah, he referred to AIDS as the bum flu. Had you ever heard of HIV as the bum flu? Yeah.
No.
Because he was trying to talk about PrEP, which is the pill that like gay guys
proactively
can take, yeah,
preemptively, yeah,
yeah, or and it, like if you have it, it's like 99.9% effective on like stopping any transmission.
Yeah,
but yeah, in the first episode, she is talking about a whole bunch of like sexual fetishes over the phone to him, and she mentions sounding, piss play. And a few other things.
What's sounding? Is something with the ear?
No. So sounding is horrifying.
I can't wait to find out.
Like I've seen it and I can't even look at it because it actually makes me physically ill. But like no shame.
On a screen?
No. I've never seen it in person, okay. Thank God. Like I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but don't put that shit near me. It's when you get like a metal rod and you shove it down your pee hole.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah.
Wait.
Brendan needs to recover.
Had you never heard of this, Brendan?
Why is it called sounding?
I don't know. And I don't want to know.
Yeah, why is it called that?
So to the guy that's going to fall in love with me from listening to me on the podcast, no sounding.
Must love Britney Spears, must love dogs, no sounding.
No sounding.
Must be into anime, Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
And no sounding. But again, I don't want to fetish shame anyone. So if you like sounding,
but you're
please
allowed to
still
be like,
review us on iTunes.
Can't be concerned for them. Like,
it's fun to be like, you're allowed to like what you like. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You
know. But like, I'm just concerned they're going to like ruin something inside. Like,
yeah. Have you ever seen any porn? I feel like this. Lot of
there's lots of things getting ruined inside.
Yeah. There's a lot of gaping and
gaping. What has this show done to us?
It's your influence, by the way.
Yeah.
You're the one that knows what sounding is.
Should we turn this into a fetish podcast, guys?
It is a fetish podcast and you know it.
Yeah.
Was it an accident that you stumbled across sounding in a...
I feel like you're just going to end up finding it at some point.
Right.
Yeah. A friend of mine got a nose operation recently. And he gave his phone to the surgeon.
God.
He was like, hey man, can you take some pictures while you're there? And he's like, all right. And he sent me the pictures. I felt like I was going to fall over. Like I was, like his nose was just like cut up the middle and then spread open. Oh, like.
That's so funny. They asked the doctor to do that. I know. I've always wanted to see what the inside of an ear looks like.
I thought you were about to say, I really wanted to see like a metal rod shoved down a pee hole.
No, that's you, my friend. I wanted to see what the inside of an ear looks like. You know, like when they look with the tiny thing in your ear? I just want to know, what does it look like?
We'll Google it.
Yeah, okay. Can we do that after?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
All right. Anything else about this TV show you want to discuss?
I feel like I'm scared to have the conversation, but I feel like they touch on straight girls in gay spaces.
Yes.
And like that being a drag. And
did they? I missed that.
Yeah, yeah. So when...
we all missed a lot of things.
Yeah, when he's hanging around with that big group of gay guys and they're like doing makeup
and you
stuff.
Know, she says like, but like gays and straight girls are like...
Kindred spirits.
And they're like, no, we're not. We ain't you.
Look, I think it's a nuanced thing, and I think it's definitely about the girls in question. Mm. I think there's a way of doing it that is fine, and then there's girls that are like, oh, it's our hens night. Wouldn't it be fun to like go to the gay bar and like act like all these guys are just playthings for us? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think definitely like Lucy, you do it the right way.
I just assume everyone hates me all the time. So no. I feel like I just move through the world, like, assuming that nobody wants me to be wherever I am.
We want you to be there.
But I never want to still focus. Like,
one of the last times I went to a gay bar, there was these girls in the line and the line just wasn't moving. So I ended up making friends with them. We got into the club and they wanted to keep hanging around with me. Mm. And like a song, I can't remember what it was, but there was like an amazing song that had just come out and they were playing it. And I was so excited they were playing it. And I just wanted to dance. And the girl that I met in the line had found out where I worked and mm-hmm. she shopped there. Mm. And she was really excited about that. And she wanted to talk about all the nuances of my work.
And you're like, and bitch, this, I just want to dance to this jam.
Yeah. And I'm trying to like give her like the physical kind of body language that like, I really want to dance right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, so when do you get this in? And blah, 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 blah. I'm like, fuck. I was like, so that is not how to be a gay ally.
Yeah.
Like recognize when gay anthems come on and leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah. Completely. I just feel like in our defense, it comes from a place of like, you know, we feel safe there.
Yes. And I get that.
And
as
that's
well.
It's your safe space. So like, it's not our right. But I can remember being like at a gay club once and, you know, being like, I'm safe. And then a gay guy pulling me aside and being like, that guy's not gay. He comes every weekend. We call him the rapist. Do not leave your drink near him. Like, he'd obviously picked on the vibe. Yeah, he was like, be very careful.
Good on him.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I guess a similar thing happens in this show. Like, she is at the gay club and a guy comes and tries. Well, she actually meets that guy and goes home with him and another guy like asks to pick her up. So I don't know what this gay bar is that all these straight guys are there. Do you feel like this touched on a lot of points and like what it is to be a girl and how it feels to be a girl?
I, like I said about that walking home thing, I felt like I'm always scared at nighttime.
The other scene that comes to mind is she's trying to start the car in manual because she's never driven manual.
Yeah,
it's him in her body.
Yeah.
And then
a guy comes and he's just like offering unsolicited advice and like way
enters
too.
Enters the car.
Yeah.
Enters the car without him asking. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like that felt very genuine.
Yeah.
Like I've had a guy just jump into my car, but I thought it was hilarious. So it's a very different experience.
Yeah. Our car's black and twice people have like gone to get in it thinking it's an Uber. I feel like though with Jamie Lee's story, mm-hmm. like there's a lot more like her. I can't compare my story to hers because she's like moving through the world as like a person of color.
Yeah. I think a lot of the story is focused on what it means in terms of her race and her how she feels, where she feels she belongs. So it's kind of it is nice to watch a film a TV series in this case that actually is exploring stuff.
Yeah.
Cuz like how many times have we watched these movies and we're like, you know, bringing up all these points and like, it's not even acknowledging this. So this show does that. So I appreciate it.
I don't know. I just want to see one time a man being like, oh, wow, like having a period's pretty shitty and like I should just treat this with dignity and like, wow, this chick's gone through this like for however many years. Mm-hmm. I should probably just like...
Do you want like an accurate depiction of like inserting a tampon?
Well, I mean, just like are men okay? Wouldn't you just like Google it? Like,
yeah,
yes. Yeah.
Though I do give this show props for that as well. The first thing they do when they swap is Google every possible thing
about
it.
There was a great thing I wrote down. What did she say? I need to find it.
Inter-family gay curse.
Yes, is that a thing? Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how get 30, how get 20, 20, 20, how get 20, 20, how get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Jamie Lee.
Hi, Harry. Looking after my birthday boy, Mr. Walker?
Actually, I'm trying to give him his present right now.
Ooh, what kind?
Sounding. Piss play. A dildo cast of your own dick so he can sit on it whenever he wants.
Okay, Jamie Lee. Happy birthday. Bye.
Wait. Can I borrow Harry's cock cast? It's my birthday too.
Now it's time for our favorite segment, Hot or Not. Take it away, all of us.
Are they a toot or a boot? Are they ugly or cute? Tell me, are they hot or not? Ding. Ding. Everyone is beautiful in their own way.
I feel like you are trying to recreate how badly we used to do it.
What is that?
Remotely. You're like, I'm going to do it out of time just to hark back to the...
It was because I was running into a monologue in my head, which was, am I going to try to do some harmonies this time?
All right, so Cole Jenkins as Curtis.
Well, number one, David Wenham's son getting an acting job. Good to him.
Look like him so much.
So much.
I was like, who does he look like?
Yeah.
And you got it.
Yeah. That's my favorite. I love playing that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was hot and I loved him living his like femme fantasy. Good for him.
Yeah. And I have a thing for gingers, just want to say. Just put it out there. Random guy listening to the podcast. If you're a ginger, another tick.
You got
to
cut this out, but I definitely remember being out with you one night and there being a ginger around.
Yeah, that sounds right. So, Brendan, hot or not?
In the right light, I guess. He's
you're straight, so we don't have to listen to your opinion. All right, so.
Don't disrespect David Wenham's son like this.
Chai Ling Huang as Jamie Lee.
Yeah, she's heaps hot.
She's so pretty.
She is.
Just like, that's such a like fit little body. So unfair.
Yeah. Genetically blessed. Brendan, this is where you can have an opinion. We'll give you this one.
But also, if you do, it will be creepy and people will hate you for that.
Be respectful.
You know, this
but
is
But also
my...
acknowledge her as a sexual human being, but be respectful. Go.
So, first of all, let me talk about her mind for writing this. It's just like...
Lucy
got out of her phone as soon as I started talking. No, like, definitely a beautiful woman. Like, the... what am I supposed to say? Like, as soon as I go to say anything,
like,
I feel like I'm in trouble. Like,
you're canceled.
You guys are just like, keep butts and never the... And I have to be like...
This is what we get, Brendan. This is what we get. You get straight white men get so many things.
Yeah.
Gays and girls are allowed to objectify people this way.
Yeah. We're in constant threat of attack. This is what you get.
I see why you've like paired yourself as Brendan's friend. I feel like he could really protect you from any attack.
I love this idea. People think I have like any sort of physicality. Like,
you seem very strong.
I know, and it's hilarious.
And you have height. You have height as well.
I have height.
So that's just like physics or
But even in like I remember in high school we were like I was with some friends at Victor Harbor and Victor Harbor's like I forget I talk so locally.
Reference, yeah. Local jokes get local work.
It's a lovely little beach town in LA. Anyway,
but I feel like people even in like Victoria wouldn't know about Victor Harbor.
Some hick townies.
What they do?
Oh, they like these drunk guys were like fully like hassling my friends, and so they ran away out of like because these guys were like threatening to beat them up, and they come and got me, like they were gonna go back.
Like they were like, "Oh, Brendan will save us."
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
My God, do you just walk around at night like? Doo, doo, doo.
I dance. I sing out loud. It's great.
You bastard.
So, Jack Horsechild as Tinder Date, the one that she was like fucking in the first episode. That
the Kai guy, or whatever his name was.
His name in the show was Tinder Date.
Oh.
And he was the one that like they thought had put the curse on them and whatever.
Hot.
This guy is so fucking hot.
He's so dumb.
He is so. And she even in the show.
Yeah, I wrote down hot and dumb. Paul, that's your thing.
Yeah, she has a thing for hot dumb guys too.
Yeah.
Like she's my spirit animal. And he was extremely hot. and extremely dumb. So he did say one microaggression. We'll ignore it.
Yeah.
So that I can give him a 100 out of 10. Very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon?
He looks like he could be in a catalog or something like that. So I'll give him a hot. Like, he's a good looking guy.
What drug do you think he gave them? Because like, if it was cocaine, which is what it appeared to be, doesn't that fade really quickly?
Yeah, but they had they had cocaine and then follow it up with cursed wine or whatever.
Blood wine. Blood wine. Vampire juice, that is so fucked.
So I'm going to actually butcher this guy's name, so I apologize to this gentleman. Kane Nagtokohwa.
I'm sure that is completely wrong.
So I do deeply apologize. He was Harry, so his Curtis's actual boyfriend.
Okay. Oh my god. Like, he was just the sweetest character.
Yeah.
You know when he in her body is being like, what if Curtis wanted to do this? What if he wanted to do this? And he was just like so supportive and lovely. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, he just seems so lovely and
Adrian. Adrian's just like, it's like a human Velcro wall, like being held and supported.
It just made it feel worse that they were cheating on him in so many ways.
I know. He's so delightful.
Yeah. He's a definite heart. Yeah. He beamed like pleasantness out of him. hot from me, Brendan.
Also, I feel like he could rock a shaved head. He could do it.
He was a beautiful guy.
He had a body with muscles and stuff, and
He definitely looks like he could walk around by himself at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was also he wasn't a ridiculously cloud looking muscle man.
What was his job? Did they say he was a cop?
I missed it. The problem with the show is that the New Zealand accents were very thick.
I really did struggle, actually.
I was like, I'm not understanding a lot of this. So.
There was something about, you know, when they got the drugs at the party and they were you can't do that in front of.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, I think it was, because then the parents were asking him.
Yeah, he was like, I wasn't on that night or whatever. Yeah.
But yeah,
that makes him less attractive. But
he's just emotionally mature and a nice person, and I felt terrible that everyone
was cheating on
was
him.
Cheating
yes,
on him.
I know. Exactly.
So Sam Wang as Kai, the guy.
Mechanic?
The mechanic panel beater.
Is it weird that I thought he looked the hottest in his
panel beater outfit?
Yeah, in the jumpsuit.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Also, I thought I'm gonna slip
under the hood and fix this right up with some oil.
I actually thought of him for you most prominently because he has ears that stick out, which I know is your thing.
Yeah, I love wing nuts. And just blue collar, that's hot.
Yeah.
Like I said, sliding under the hood, that's some Springsteen shit.
I'm going to give him a hot, but
never had a job.
I'm going to give him a hot, but I do think it's weird how quickly he falls into a relationship with Curtis. This show takes place within a week.
A lunar cycle.
And it's supposed to be 1 week, and he is talking about being his official boyfriend within that week, which feels very
stage five playing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the guy's handsome, but as a character, I would probably give him a nod.
He was just vibing, and he was... Once again, I appreciated that he was like, look, this is becoming something emotional for me, and so I'm just going to put it out there.
When will men learn emotional maturity is very attractive? more men need to know this and live this and apply this.
Nah.
No, I'm saying yes. I agree with you. The last two guys we've been they just seem so nice and lovely and know who they are. They're so hot. It's all other men are I don't understand my feelings. I'm going to punch a wall.
So speaking of those kind of characters.
What are you talking about? You don't think that's attractive?
In a week, talking about being an official boyfriend, that's full on.
Yeah, official boyfriend, sure. But I feel like Brennan said, someone saying, this is getting emotional for me, like, maybe we need to tell your other boyfriend about this because we're in an open relationship.
Otherwise, it's cool. But I'm just going to have to say, like, I'm not going to be able to be casual with you anymore. Like, he was being very mature about it.
Yeah,
like,
and look, I feel like you being, what I'm like, holding and saying, rejecting that, that's your, like, internalized, you being like, you have to play it cool. No, Lucy's, you have to play it cool. You can't ever tell people how you feel. Like, that's unattractive. You have to be like,
ever.
You
at least,
like,
wait a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but you're like, you know, if you tell people how you feel, that's unattractive. That's sad. I agree. A week is bad, but, like, you know, you can't.
For those,
it's
people,
like,
who aren't into sounding and stuff, they also can't tell Paul that they like him.
Yeah, but call that's just Paul's, like, that's, like, learned behavior of, like, being treated like shit by shitty dudes. I went out on a date with Adrian on a Wednesday. Our first date was on a Wednesday, and he asked to see me again on the weekend, and I was like, you're not going to disappear for 2.5 weeks. Like,
see, that's
what?
Okay. Like, organizing a second date on the first date, and it's within a week, that's great. That's positive. Saying, let's be official boyfriends in 1 week, not as.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I do agree with that.
Ben Van Leer as Paul, who was Curtis's brother. Now, I feel very conflicted.
Yeah,
because
he was such an asshole, but he was hot.
He was an actual asshole.
It's my internalized.
He called Curtis Faggoty Ann and Gabo.
That's like a homophobic slur scavenger hunt. Like, I haven't heard that word in 7 years.
Since I was in year three, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys said it so I didn't have it.
So he obviously was a piece of shit, but he was really hot.
Yeah,
he was
like,
so
I thought
hot.
The story arc was going to be like that Jamie Lee and him. Yeah, were like, meant for each other.
I got the piercing blue eyes of a Siberian husky. I got his IMDb picture up there, and just, you can get lost in those eyes.
Yeah, and I didn't even mind the curly hair. She made,
yeah,
he made
fun
of
her,
it.
But
yeah.
I thought it looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Van Leer.
Make that your screensaver. Screenshot that. Paul's holding up his iPad. It's just like a zoomed in picture of his face.
He's kissing.
It's so scary because New Zealand is so close to Australia. There's just such a real thing that people could hear this. Paul, just kiss the iPad of you.
Hit me up, man.
Not if you're into sounding.
Yes.
And don't come on too strong, blah, 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 must love dogs.
I feel like he wouldn't be into sounding. Maybe he is.
You
can never
tell. It's always the quiet ones.
They're always into sounding. All right, so this is usually where we'd get to opinion swap, where we'd find some interesting reviews of Life is Easy on the internet, but there is none.
Oh, this is the only review. I feel like shit.
No. There's other reviews.
They will definitely hear this.
But it's not a movie, so it's not on Letterboxd. And
sure.
There's no IMDb reviews for it. I couldn't find any, like, humorous reviews for it. There's, like, official publications have done reviews, but that's not really interesting to read out.
So what are you going to do in lieu of that? Some spoken word poetry? Or?
Look, we've just rambled on about so much shit in this episode. I feel like we can just lose this segment. So, rest assured, next episode, we'll have the segment back.
What are you, bro?
It's Tinder guy. We fucked a few times.
What?
My friend, you fucked my friend. Look, you came to a party at my house last week. You read my horoscope.
Oh, yeah, you're with the guy from Fuckers. How's it going, bro?
Great, just great. Look, you were saying some weird shit at the party. The horoscope.
Your friend fully ghosted me, bro. Like, poof, gone. I was gutted.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Okay, now it's time for Tenuous Recommendations, where we each recommend a movie, TV show, song, album, or book that is connected to today's movie in some way.
Or podcast.
Or podcast, or video game.
Postcard.
Life experience.
Blade of grass, yeah.
All right, so my connection is I'm choosing another TV show that also has two leads, one male, one female, and the male is gay. And that is the show that started in 2019 and the new season's currently airing, called The Other Two.
No, I just knew you would do the show.
Because I really want to watch it, but I don't know how.
I'll hook you up.
Thank you.
This show is phenomenal. I am obsessed. I love it. I have to, a heartfelt thanks to Brendan, who, gave me the push to watch it, because I kind of heard the concept, which is about a Justin Bieber-type character, and it focuses on his very much less famous brother and sister, who then become kind of like hanger-oners to his fame.
Mm.
This show is just phenomenal. It's hilarious. If you're into your pop culture references, it's very much in the know.
Speak my language.
But it's also a very accurate depiction of gay life, and the gay characters are extremely relatable. But it's all kind of almost that difficult people where they're kind of awful people,
yeah.
But they're not as awful as difficult them. People, when so you can still that relate
it's
to them.
A male and a female. I thought that's what you were gonna do.
Yeah. So difficult people have actually recommended on the show before.
Sorry.
So
good.
Yeah, and that is probably before this would be my favorite sitcom, and now this is I would put it on the same level. It's fantastic. It's got Molly Shannon and Ken Marino and Wanda Sykes in it as well. Amazing cast. It's just so, so good. I can't recommend it enough. If you listen to this podcast, I would be very surprised if you watched the other two and didn't love it. So, other two. If you're in America, it's on HBO Max. Everywhere else, it's in a pirate ship.
And can I just back that up as well? And I feel for me, sometimes stuff Paul you give me, I'm like, this just isn't my language. When it's but this show is just so hilarious. What you were when we were talking about gay scenes and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. just being very honest and show being real. I felt the other two does this really well as well. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of delving into the culture and stuff that it does.
And it's not afraid to show the ugly side of things as uh-oh. Well. But not in a filthy way. Just watch it. Just watch it.
Yeah, I really want to. I really do.
Yeah. Cool. Lucy, what's yours?
So I'm cheating. So I'm doing complete honorable mention to Pen 15, which I can't remember if I've recommended before. Have you guys both watched that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and that didn't resonate with either of you, did it?
No, Brendan isn't a fan. I really enjoyed Pen 15. Cool. I love it.
Okay, so that's not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that until we actually started watching the show, and they said Pen 15, the Pen 15 Club, and also just the... the dressing up with them.
What's the Pen 15 Club?
Penis.
I know it, but
I assume it means you've touched one or...
Okay.
Yeah.
I've touched one.
But a couple of weeks ago, Adrian and I watched Taika Waititi's early vehicle Boy.
Great movie.
Yeah. So I mean, the connection is only New Zealand, so it's fairly weak, and I'm sorry that I'm reducing you to that. But I just loved it. It was felt really fresh faced, the actors were all, and I feel it's really the shape of things that are going to come, what Taika Waititi was capable of. Was this his debut or?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to find that out, but it was really good.
Good recommendation. I would second that. You've seen it as well, Brennan.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
And I also want to use the fact that this was a New Zealand show to shout out another awesome New Zealand product, not product, show, sorry, movie.
Yeah.
What's TV again?
Just the, the way the stories are just very unique, and just involving the culture and stuff and telling I don't know, it's just something, when you watch a New Zealand movie or show or something, there's something about it. Anyway, I'm recommending The Lord of the Rings
Fellowship. You bastard.
No, I'm recommending a documentary called Tickled. Has anyone seen Tickled?
I want to watch it so bad.
I've seen it.
I listened to a podcast about it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's completely ruined for you?
Well, I know.
Know where it goes.
And I mean, like, even Riverdale did a tickled plot line, so. Yeah, I know, right?
Well, anyway, I just want to put it out there. I'm not going to spoil it, but the less you know, the better. Go in, watch this documentary. It's hilarious, and then it's sad. But it's a deep dive into a weird world where he does like light news coverage, and he starts this he does a segment on this international tickling championship.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is a weird and quirky story. He tries to get in touch with the creators, and it takes off from there.
And I mean, you can imagine where it's going to go. You know where it's going.
I think I'm in my friend's body. Am I stone?
Affordable exorcisms for two, Auckland area.
Top body swap potion recipe.
Can I sub apple cider vinegar for white wine, witchcraft potion
Is
making?
Athlete's foot transfer?
Can chlorine cause body swap?
Pizza delivery pick up now.
Interfamily gay curse, question mark. Quarter life crisis, body swap, question
Beauty
mark.
Beauty regime, me.
13 going on 30, true story,
Body swap
mark?
Phenomenon, film. Body swap stuff.
How to tell if you're having a mental breakdown? Body swap theory? Question
what
mark.
What do I do with all this extra skin?
Am I going crazy?
Jamie Lee Curtis. Where is she now?
So where are we ranking Life is Easy among the films we've covered on the podcast? All right, I'm putting it in between 17 again and The Dude in Me. So like fairly high up the list. I really enjoyed watching this. Like, I think if I were to choose, I'd probably watch it as a series, like maybe not binge it all in one go.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it like had an interesting point of view. It made me laugh. It explored the actual potentials of a body swap and went to the nitty gritty. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend this to people.
Yeah, all I'll say is that just people don't need to masturbate that furiously. Like, I think it's a little bit more tender. Anyway, I'm putting it in between Virtual Sexuality and All of Me.
Oh, that's a pretty that's good not, company, actually.
That's not low, yeah.
Yeah.
And I, like, just, you know, I had some criticisms, but just to show how much I did enjoy it, I'm putting it between Velocipasta and above Dating the Enemy, the Australian equivalent.
Australia versus New Zealand beef continues.
Well, we didn't even put it close, so I guess point for New Zealand. Before we get to our final segment, I think we just want to all thank Kyle again for his recommendation.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Sure.
Like, it was really interesting. I hope he enjoys the episode. Mm. If you do, let us know. If you hated it and now you hate us even more, tell us.
Because you know that email kind of was like, why don't you guys actually do something good?
And the guy has like a PhD as well. He listens to us.
How do you know that? Oh, because he did it on Swap. Yeah, that's right.
Next episode, what do you guys think we will be watching?
I think a real classic one.
No.
Oh, some obscure bullshit. No.
I want a elephant to curse to zoo goers and make them switch bodies.
You know, if you put a Baldwin in that film, they'll probably make it. So this is going to be a bit of a controversial one. Like, so this is going to be like,
is this going to be where it's not a swap film, Paul?
Well, I think it's going to be a debate if this is a swap film, and I'm happy to have this debate on the episode. So this is the first time a
couldn't even hold it together for one fucking second.
I can't even imagine that we've covered all the categories, right?
No, we got a new category.
Oh, Paul's losing his face. He's going bright red. What is it?
So, have you ever thought, I'm having a baby, but I don't really feel like having this baby. I wish the baby would swap bodies into another body so they could have the baby.
Oh my god, is that like, what is that?
Richard Jr.?
Is that like the Marlon Williams thing or whatever?
No, so this is a film from 2017 featuring Gary Busey and Stephen Tobolowsky called Mama Boy, where a high school student must hide the fact that he has become pregnant from his family, friends, and the school faculty. So basically what happens watching the trailer is that he knocks up his girlfriend, but they're like super Christian conservative, so they don't want to tell anyone that she's pregnant. But then he's got a crazy uncle who's created this machine that if you hook both of them up to it, the baby will just swap bodies into the other person's body. So then he starts carrying the pregnancy, and so that people just think he's getting fat and she's not pregnant.
Are you doing this because of all the Lil Nas X controversy?
I have no idea.
What you're talking about.
Oh, really?
So maybe we can discuss that on the episode.
Okay.
But yeah, this is our first fetus swap. So...
At first, I can't imagine.
First of many.
We're doing the fetus swap trilogy.
So, yeah, are you guys looking forward to it?
Now I want season two of Life is Easy.
Yeah, right. Come on, New Zealand, fund this shit.
All right, so that will be our exciting next episode. So listen out for that one. And until next time, if you do not review us on iTunes, you are a DPW piece of shit on the ground. And I was Paul Mitzi.
And I was Lucy Thomas.
And I was Brendan Levi. Am I supposed to, like, I always say something. Am I supposed to? Or?
Yeah, you always have to say that the listeners are pieces of shit.
Oh, right. Actually, I was going to talk about something.
Cool. Great, smooth ending to the episode. Good work, Brendan.
Welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Swapcast podcast is recorded in Adelaide, Australia. It's hosted by Paul Mitzi and edited by Brendan Levi and Paul Mitzi. Our theme song was written and performed by John Marco of Two Creative, featuring Lucy Thomas, and recorded at Browntown Studios. Our music bumpers were created by Reggie Parker. Contact him on parkerregmusic@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.